Hey, Wade, how you doing?
Just fine.
Wade, Miles Austin's a guy I don't think a lot of people outside Monmouth, New Jersey, or Garfield knew much about up until a couple of weeks ago. How has he kind of done what he's done, and did you see it coming? I know you guys liked him, but what he's done is pretty remarkable.
It is remarkable. It's pretty amazing what he's done the last three games, especially. But, certainly we saw a lot of potential in him. Of course, he wasn't drafted, but we kept him here. And then last year we put a big tender on him, and, so we felt like, he had a lot of potential. But, he's really come through the last three games.
What has enabled him to move into that stratosphere in the last three games?
Well, he's actually been hurt some in his career, and I think that's held him back more than anything. He's, just look when he looked like he was coming on at the first of the year, he had a little injury. So I think that's held him back from, getting his opportunity to get on the field. But, every time he's been out there, he's shown some things. And again, that's why we put a big tender on him, after the season, even though he was a restricted free agent, but he was a guy we thought had a lot of potential.
Wade, it seems like, it's fair to say that your offense has really come alive since he got into the starting lineup. Obviously, the numbers would suggest that. Was that just kind of a missing piece, you think, or something that really helped stabilize after the first 4 weeks?
Well, he's only played a few games, but, I think it's kind of like DeSean Jackson did with Philadelphia. Once a guy's able to make those big plays for you and you get involved some, it changes, it opens up everything, I think.
When you look at the Eagles offense, you've seen some explosive offenses from this team over the years. What do you see in them now? They have a lot of new faces. What do you see as a defensive guy from them right now?
Well, you still see a great quarterback that can, make plays that other people can't make. And, no matter what receivers he's had, he's had a big career. So, it all starts with the quarterback, but I think this group of receivers is as good as he's had in a while.
Hey, Coach, Brian Westbrook's been banged up over the course of this season. He's going to be coming off a concussion. Despite all that, how much do you still have to respect his presence out there, even though he's been kind of hurt this year?
Oh, he's the guy you have to stop. You got to stop him in the running game and the passing game. That's why he's so dangerous. So, he's a great, great player, and he can change the game or win a game for him, running or catching the ball. So, you have to have somebody on him, somebody helping on him as much as you can.
Wade, has Tony been any significantly better in these last three games than he was earlier in the season?
I don't know. He had what he had the first game. He had 305 yards passing. You know how it is with quarterbacks. Some games are better than others, but I think he's been real consistent the last three games, and that's important for him and us. He's